And today on the Pastor Study, I'm going to be talking about hope. You know, it just seems, especially as I talk and I look at some of our young people today, it seems that they have no hope. Amen, you know. And I want to talk a little bit about that. But before we begin our study on the Pastor Study, let's meet with God just for a moment. Dear Heavenly Father, I just thank you for being the great God that thou art. I thank you for the health and the opportunity to open up thy holy word again, the authorized version, 1611 King James Bible. Father, I know there's must be somebody that needs to hear this very day. I pray that you'd bless them with thy word. And Father, again, we just thank you for this open door that you've given us, Father, to preach and teach thy word. Father, we pray for your blessing upon the good people of WGCR there in Pisgah Forest, North Carolina. We pray you'd bless the ministry there of Anchor, a Baptist Church, Father, and all the good people of that church. Father, now as we open up thy word and study thy word, Father, we pray the Holy Spirit of God would guide and direct us now. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. I want you to go to 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 and verse 13. It seems recently that in a lot of my messages I like to talk about, or it seems that the rapture is always coming up or popping up in the discussion, amen. But you know what? I think the reason for that is a lot of preachers don't preach about the coming of the Lord for the Christian, amen, to rapture us out, to translate us out of this wicked earth, amen, before the great and terrible day of the tribulation, amen. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 13 in one hand, and then I want you to go to Ephesians chapter 2, verse 12 in the other. Ephesians 2:12. All right, let's look at 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 13. The Bible says, But I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep, that ye sorrow not, even as others which have no hope. And then in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 12, that at the time you were without Christ, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel, in strangers from the covenants of promise, having no hope, and without God in the world. I want to focus on that, which have no hope, amen, as it reads in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 13, in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 12, it says, having no hope. You know, Paul wrote to the Ephesians there, and he told them at one time they had no hope. And the reason they had no hope was because they were without Jesus Christ. They were, as he wrote at the beginning of that great chapter in Ephesians, they were dead in trespasses and sins. Amen. They were the children of disobedience. Amen. They walked after the course of this world according to the prince of the power of the air. Amen. Well, there are people still today who are walking around with no hope. Amen. That's why people commit suicide today. That's why people take their own lives, is because they have no hope. They see no reason for living. Amen. That's why people are on drugs today. That's why people are on booze today. That's why people get caught up in making money their God and sex their God, because they're trying to escape. Amen. They have no hope. Amen. They have no hope. Hope is defined as confidence in a future event, a desire of some good, accompanied by at least a slight expectation of obtaining it, or a belief that it is obtainable. Amen. Look at in Proverbs chapter 14. Book of Proverbs chapter 14. in Proverbs chapter number 14 and verse 32. The wicked is driven away in his wickedness, but the righteous hath hope in his death. Amen. See that? The righteous. The wicked is driven away in his wickedness, but the righteous hath hope in his death. Amen. The Christian has hope. Amen. Amen. The Christian has hope, I said, in his death. This isn't it after we leave here, amen. Oh no, the best is yet to come, my brother and sister. When we get on the other side, and we're with Jesus, amen, and we'll be, as Paul said, these vile, wicked bodies will be changed, amen, in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, amen, and we will be like our Lord and Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. You see, those, the wicked, the sinner, those without Christ, those that are unsaved, have no hope after death. That's what Paul was talking about over there in 1 Thessalonians that we just read there in chapter 4 and verse 13. He says there again that, "But I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep, that ye sorrow not even as others which have no hope." Amen. He's talking about the unsaved. The unsaved, amen. The unsaved, when their loved ones die, they don't know where they're gone. They don't know if they'll ever see them again. But hallelujah, praise the Lord, the Christian does, amen. I know that I'm going to see my mother again in heaven, amen. What a testimony. At the age of 80 years old, amen. She had lived 80 years on this earth. She was raised a Roman Catholic, amen. Didn't know where she was going to go when she died, amen. But the Lord God used me as a vessel to share with her, to proclaim to her the gospel that Christ died. He died for her sins. Amen. He was buried and arose again the third day. You know how hard it is to convince an 80-year-old woman that she's a sinner? Let me tell you, it's a difficult task. But the Holy Spirit, amen, that convicts of sin is up against that task and can accomplish it. Amen. And praise the Lord, hallelujah, amen. I remember it was a summer's day when my mother bowed her head and asked Christ to save her, amen. And then she went on to live 6 years afterwards, amen. And I remember when I preached her funeral, amen, when she went home to be with the Lord, and there was a room full of relatives and friends that were Roman Catholics, amen. And I told them that my mother realized, even though everybody thought she was wonderful and marvelous and she did all these good things, but she still realized that she was a sinner and needed Christ. Amen. What I want to look at on the pastor's study, as time permits, is what the Bible says about the Christian's hope. Because I don't care what anything, any other books that's ever been written says. All I care about is with the Word of God, the Authorized Version 1611 King James Bible says, amen. Because that's the Word of God, amen. God promised that He would preserve His Word. In Psalm chapter 12, or Psalm 12 verses 6 and 7, amen. And God has preserved His inspired, infallible Word, amen, in the King James Bible. What do we base our hope on? Number one, as a Christian, the Scriptures. Look at in Romans chapter 15 with me. Romans chapter 15. Romans chapter 15. in verse number 4. For whatsoever things were written aforetime were written for our learning, that we, through patience and comfort of the Scriptures, might have hope. Amen. See, you and I, as Christians, we can read about what's going to happen to us in the future. We can read about future events. Amen. We know what's going to happen at death. We know the whole picture, amen. We know where we're going, amen. That's right. We don't base our hope on nothing. We base our hope on the Word of God. God has given us a reason for hope, amen. The resurrection, amen. And He's put it down in His Word, amen. The Word of God is contained with the promises of God, amen. And He's written particular things down, amen, so that we can have hope. So we can know what's going to happen to us in the future. We know, as I said when I said goodbye to my mother, that this wasn't a final goodbye, but that I would see her again and that we would never be separated again. Amen. We know the whole picture, my dear friend. We know the events from beginning to end, amen, because of the Word of God. Now the God, He says in Romans 15:4, for whatsoever things were written aforetime were written, they're written for a reason, for our learning. You know, it's important that we learn and we study about the rapture and the resurrection. That we, through patience and comfort of the Scriptures were written, amen, not only for doctrine, amen, but to comfort us, amen, to comfort us. That's right, to comfort us. That's why Paul wrote what he wrote in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 and verse 13, when he writes about the rapture. He ends it and he says in verse 18 of 1 Thessalonians 4, wherefore comfort one another with these words. Amen for that. What else do we base our hope on? Not only the Scriptures, but we base our hope on the Savior. The Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. Look it with me in Titus. Titus chapter number 2. In Titus chapter number 2, again, the Paul the Apostle, amen. Titus chapter number 2 and verse number 13. Look at what Paul has to say. He begins, looking. Where are you looking, Christian, today, amen? Are you looking at your bank account? Are you looking at how much food you have in your refrigerator? Paul says, no, looking for that blessed hope, amen, and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. He is our eternal hope. Our hope, amen, our hope is located in heaven. Colossians chapter 1, in Colossians chapter 1 and verse number 5. For the hope which is laid up for you in heaven, whereof ye heard before in the word of the truth of the gospel. Our hope right now is laid up in heaven. It's laid up in heaven in Christ Himself. And why are we looking for Him? Because we know. Because we know when He comes, that future event, the resurrection will be obtained, amen. Hope, the resurrection, that's what the Christian is looking forward to. That's what you should be looking forward to, amen. Not looking forward to winning the state lottery, amen. Or some other foolishness, amen. Shame on you. You should be looking, I said, for the blessed hope. Amen. The blessed hope. That's right. The blessed hope. Our Lord Jesus Christ. Look at what Paul wrote in Romans chapter number 8. Romans chapter 8. In Romans chapter number 8 and verse 22, Paul talks about the Christian's hope. He says in Romans chapter 8 and verse 22 and following, "For we know that the whole creation groaneth and travaileth in pain together until now." Amen. If we had spiritual ears that we could hear, we could actually hear the whole creation. Amen. Remember, it's still under the curse that God placed upon it there after Adam and Eve fell. Amen. And not only they, but ourselves also, which have the first fruits of the Spirit, even we ourselves groan within ourselves, waiting for the adoption, to wit, the redemption of our body. That's a resurrection. That's what we should be waiting for. For we are saved by hope, but hope that is seen is not hope. Amen. That's right. For what a man seeth, why doth he yet hope for it? We can't see it. Amen. We can't lift the veil in the spiritual world right now, but someday we'll be part of it. But if we hope for that we see not, then do we with patience wait for it. Amen. I don't know about you, but sometimes I get awfully impatient. I want to go home. I want to go now. Amen. Amen. But, you know, we need to occupy till he comes. We need to do business for God till he comes. Amen. But he's coming. Amen. Even though the scoffers say, well, you've been talking about his coming since the beginning of time, but he's coming because I have his word. Amen. And I base my hope. Amen. I base my hope on Jesus Christ's righteousness. Amen. Amen. I base my hope on the solid rock, the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. That's what I base my hope on the Scriptures and on the Savior. Amen. That's what we should be basing our hope on. Amen. I want to talk a little bit, as time remains, about the characteristics of the Christian's hope. Amen. First of all, it's a lively hope. A lively hope. First Peter. Amen. First Peter chapter number 1, verse 3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to his abundant mercy hath begotten us again unto a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. Amen. It's a lively hope. Why? Why is it a lively hope? Because we have been born again. We have been begotten or born again and will not see the second death. The second death. You know what the second death is? The book of Revelations in chapter number 20 tells us what the second death is. And death and hell in Revelations chapter 14, or Revelations chapter 20 and verse number 14, the Bible tells us, and death and hell were cast in to the lake of fire. This is the second death. Amen. But if you've been born again by the Spirit above, you will not take part in this second death, amen? A lively hope. A lively hope. Because our hope is in a living, risen Savior, amen? And not in a bunch of dead, so-called dead saints, amen, that people have on their, amen, on their shelves, and they worship and they bow down to them, amen. No, we worship, amen, a living, risen Savior, amen. Our hope, thank God, is not in the Pope, because there's no hope in the Pope, amen. We're looking at some characteristics of the Christian's hope. We see that it's a lively hope. Also, it's a purifying hope. Amen. Looking in 1 John with me. 1 John. In 1 John chapter number 3. First Epistle of John chapter number 3. We read these precious words. Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what shall be. But we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. And every man that hath this hope in him purifieth himself even as he is pure. It's a purifying hope. The fact, amen, that we're waiting for the coming of the Lord at the rapture, amen, that we'll be caught away, amen, that we'll be like him, amen, keeps us pure, amen. It should, amen. If you keep your eyes looking upward. Amen. See, that's the problem today. That's why we're not kept pure. Amen. Because a lot of Christians aren't looking. They're not looking for Jesus. Amen. They're so caught up in this world and the things of the world. Amen. A lot of people are going to be ashamed when he comes. I like what Paul wrote in Colossians chapter 3, he says, if ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affections on the things above, not on the things on the earth. Amen. See, that's where our affection, that's where our hope should be lying, in the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ to catch away his bride, the body of Christ, that are made up of all born-again Christians, amen. Oh, it's a purifying hope. Because he's coming, amen, we want to be working for him. When he comes, we want to be working for him, amen. We see in the gospel stories about be ready, amen, when the master returns, amen. Or the husbandman returns, amen. And the faithful servant should be doing, amen, when his master returns, amen. Over and over again. That's what we should be doing. It's a purifying hope. It keeps us clean. It keeps us knowing that he's coming, that we want to live for him and live a pure and clean life for him, amen. We're looking at some characteristics of the Christian's hope. Finally, it's a ready hope. A ready hope. 1 Peter chapter 3, verse number 15. But sanctify the Lord God in your hearts, and be ready always to give an answer to every man that asketh you a reason of hope that is in you with meekness and fear. But sanctify the Lord God in your hearts, and be ready always to give an answer to every man that asketh, amen, asketh you a reason of the hope that is in you with meekness and fear. That's why we should always be ready to witness to those who have no hope. We should always be ready in the right spirit. We're told how to do it with meekness and fear. Amen. Taking it seriously, because this may be the person's only opportunity, amen, that God will deal with their heart through the convicting of the Holy Spirit and using you as a vessel to carry the good news of the gospel, to tell others that they can have the same hope that you have. And you can tell the person, well, I know when I die, I'm going to go to heaven. I'm 100% sure, and this is why. Let me show you. Not because of my merit or anything that I have done, amen. No, not at all. No, because of what Jesus Christ did for me at Calvary's cross, amen. And where he died, he shed his precious blood, he died for my sins, he was buried, and he arose again the third day. And now that you can have that hope too, you can tell that person. The same hope that I have, that when I die, that I'll go to heaven. That I'll be resurrected someday. That this vile, wicked body that I'm in will be changed into a new glorified body, a body just like Christ has. Amen. Oh, what a blessing. What a blessing. The Christian's hope. Which have no hope. Amen. That's how we were as Christians. Because at one time we were without Christ, amen. But thank God for the person that God put in your life to bring the good news, to present the message, amen, to share the gospel of Jesus Christ, amen. Because now you have hope. As we go across, as I go across this land, and I look at folks all over, amen, and I see that they have no hope. And we have the only hope, amen, that they can all have, amen. And that hope, amen, doesn't lie in a thing or possessions or religion, amen, or the Pope. No, that hope lies in the person of Jesus Christ, amen. Well, that's all the time we have for today on the Pastor Study. Thank you once again for listening. And I'd love to hear from you. Please drop me a line. Maybe there's something you'd like me to discuss as a study on the Pastor Study, amen. Let me know. Let me know you're listening, amen. It'll be an encouragement and a blessing to me. And I pray that you'll join us next time for the Pastor Study. And until then, may God richly bless you. Amen. And remember to be studying your word. Study to show thyself approved unto God. A workman needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the truth. Amen. Remember to spend time each day in the word of God. And also on your knees in fellowship with God. Amen. May God bless you. And good day.